Cubs mourn Kobe Bryant.
Hard to hold my tears, man.
He was an idol for most of the world.
Bolton account fuels call for impeachment trial witnesses.
This is a bombshell revelation.
Teen sensation sweeps Grammys.
Bad guy Billie Eilish.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
Kobe, to the rim he goes, and scores!
Kobe Bryant, the man who could do it all on the basketball court, is being mourned by friends and fans after his death in a Southern California helicopter crash.
He inspired me to pick up a basketball and play the game, so he was just such an inspiration and role model to me.
His death sent shockwaves all throughout the sports world. Tiger Woods heard about it after a round of golf.
He burned so competitively hot. He brought it each and every night on both ends of the floor.
Magic Johnson told KCBS-TV Bryant was special.
I thought he was going to live forever. I thought he was invincible. I thought he was, you know, he played like that. He walked like that.
CBS's Steve Futterman, who went to the scene of the crash yesterday, has more on the investigation and the outpouring of grief for an NBA legend.
He was one of the greatest basketball players in history.
Number 24, Kobe Bryant.
Today, investigators here are trying to determine what caused the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant at the age of 41.
Brought the city together from the hood to the hills, you know. He brought everybody together.
Also killed were Bryant's 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, and seven others. All day yesterday, crews here tried to recover the nine bodies, but could not. L.A. County Coroner Jonathan Lucas.
Given the terrain and the condition of the site, we expect that this will probably take a couple, if not a few days, to complete the recovery.
At last night's Grammy Awards, which took place at the Lakers Home Arena Staples Center, there were tributes to Bryant from a number of performers, including Alicia Keys.
We're literally standing here, heartbroken. In the house that Kobe Bryant built.
And at NBA arenas, tributes as well.
Please join us in a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, Mamba.
But his fans here in L.A. seem to hurt the most.
Have there been cheers for you?
Of course. Absolutely.
The focus now is to try to determine what caused the crash. Weather may have played a role. There were overcast skies when the helicopter went down. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Calabasas, California.
Kobe Bryant was a five-time NBA champion with the Lakers, a two-time MVP, and a two-time Olympic gold medalist. CBS's Dana Jacobson says he was a ferocious competitor, a transcendent player who inspired fans and was taking on new challenges after basketball.
Bryant for the win!
Over his 20 seasons in the NBA, Bryant became known as the league's big shot taker. But after his retirement in 2016, he traded slam dunks for storytelling, launching a podcast, writing a series of young adult novels.
You gave a six-year-old boy his Laker dream.
And creating an animated short film that earned him an Oscar.
This is our creative area.
I spoke with Bryant about his new ventures in October at his production company, Granity Studios.
Yeah, I didn't dream of doing this as a kid. For about 15, 16 years, I had a lot of practice on road trips, sitting on planes, writing.
In one of his final interviews earlier this month, Bryant said he had moved on from the game that made him a household name. That is, until one of his four daughters, Gianna, picked up where Dad left off.
Before Gigi got into basketball, I hardly watched it. But now that she's into basketball, we watch. It's on
every night. She wants to watch it, too.
It's on every night.
Now to Washington. A tweet from President Trump this morning says it's not up to the Senate to seek testimony from his former National Security Advisor John Bolton. It comes as Democrats press for witnesses at Mr. Trump's impeachment trial. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Bolton appears now to back up what others have said and what the president denies.
I'm just going to explain why I'm not going to.
Bolton drops the bombshell in an unpublished manuscript for his forthcoming book. According to the New York Times, Bolton says the president told him that he wanted to continue freezing $391 million in security assistance to Ukraine until officials there helped with investigations into Democrats, including the Bidens. In a statement, Bolton Bolton's lawyer said he submitted his client's manuscript to the White House for review in December. Two senior administration officials tell CBS News that the White House counsel's office had been aware of the manuscript and that the defense team had been preparing to deal with the contents of it at the Senate trial.
China reports 81 coronavirus deaths. The U.S. consulate in Wuhan, the epicenter for the outbreak, plans to evacuate Americans tomorrow. Travel agencies in China have been told to cancel group tourism. There are 5 confirmed cases in the U.S., more than 2,700 around the world. 7 people are missing, 7 others hurt after a dock fire destroyed more than 30 boats in Scottsboro, Alabama. The fire chief says there are fatalities and rescue operations are still going on. It was an emotional night at L.A.'s Staples Center beneath the retired jerseys of Kobe Bryant on music's biggest night. CBS's Daniel Backus.
Breakthrough artist Billie Eilish had a big night at the Grammy Awards, taking home 5 statues, including Best New Artist, along with Song, Record, and Album of the Year.
I never thought this would ever happen in my whole life.
I could lie, say.
The 18-year-old performed with her brother Phineas, who co-wrote, produced, and engineered her album. He won 6 of his own Grammys. Lizzo won 3 Grammys, including Best Pop Solo Performance.
Today, all of my little problems that I thought were big as the world were gone, and I realized that there's people hurting right now.
Nas X also took home a pair of Grammys for his hit song, Old Town Road.
More than 300 Amazon employees criticized the company's record on climate change in a blog post. Organizers claim Amazon threatened to fire workers who spoke out. An Orlando restaurant is serving up familiar tastes to people who sometimes can't grasp memories, as we hear from CBS's Peter King.
I hope they're hungry.
Isabella Borgia seemingly welcomes everyone to the meatball stop, but today it's mostly people with dementia. She says for her, it's personal.
We walked in those shoes with my father and my mom and my aunts and uncles, and then today, my tia, my aunt, now has that.
Every Thursday here is set aside for dementia patients and caregivers with an extra touch of compassion through food.
Perhaps they'll smell something or they'll see a meatball. Then all of a sudden they may think of their mama or their father or their nonna.
The servers are specially trained to help patients enjoy dining out, and it shows. Lisa Warren says she takes her husband, Bill, out frequently.
But we don't always have as pleasant or as easy an experience.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.